Beauty Pop, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Hey everyone, this is Melina, and you're listening to another edition of Beauty Pop. We're going to jump right on in, and today's color of the week is red, or should I say this week's color of the week is red. Now, red is passionate, it's hot, vibrant, it's exciting, daring, and racy, and most of all, sexy. Woohoo! Hace calor rojo is el calor. In honor of Valentine's Day, Black History Month, and all of February, be daring and rock your red. And that means in fashion, because there's nothing like that hot red dress. Now, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, that hot red dress that makes your man go woo-woo. And, gentlemen, you know what I'm talking about, too. You know when you love your lady in that hot red dress. In makeup, red speaks volumes, especially when you glam up those sassy, saucy, sexy red lips. And what you do is if you get a matte red lipstick, you just put a touch of gold-inflected gloss. It's just clear gloss with gold flecks in it. You dab that right in the center of your lips and watch those lips say, pucker up, pow, woo-hoo. And also, we can never forget the nails and the toes. Now, as far as it goes with red, nails should only really be painted red for special occasions and match those special outfits. Red on an everyday basis, as far as going on nails, is slightly questionable. It used to be more in vogue and more in fashion, but now as we're leaning toward a more conservative culture, it's best when our nails, especially if we're in a professional environment, are left to either French manicure or nude color. But now, with that being said, that's nails. That's not talking about those toes now. Red on toes, oh my goodness. I say anytime, anywhere, especially anytime. Now, if you mix it with the perfect pedicure, you top that perfect pedicure with cherry red toes, and it is secretly every man's fantasy. I'm just telling you, especially those red toes drive those men with the feet fetish, drives them absolutely crazy. I mean, and just ask. And actually, we will have a moment to ask that question of a very wonderful gentleman who I'm going to bring to our attention in just a moment. But finally, there is one particular red toe polish that I actually kind of, well, I like a lot of them, but there's one that I just recently came across. It's made by the brand Milani, and that is a Los Angeles-based nail company. And they have this, and I literally found it like a couple of weeks ago, and I said, and it's still in the gift bag. And I said, what is this? Let me put this on. And you guys, I absolutely love it. It's called Pink Flare, and it's pink and red, and it has gold and silver and pink and red dots all in flame. I mean, it is just, I just love it. I like looking at my toes. So that is it for the color of the week. It is red, and dare to do it. Now, for a quick update on hair and London Fashion Week. Well, as we know, this week is London Fashion Week, and basically the looks that were inspired primarily were from the 60s. There were the extreme side part. They had a lot of that going on. And also a lot of the elegantly undone updos. So it's that messy, like it's supposed to be there, but not too much like you did it on purpose look. That was really hot on the runway, as well as gold makeup and disheveled braids, those messy braids. You know, we were growing up as kids, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, where those times where your mom said, okay, it's time to get those braids redone. I don't know what you've done in the past couple of hours except play in the dirt and roll around and climb the trees and do all that stuff. But now that is the look and in style on London's Fashion Week. You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Melina Gay. And I thank you for tuning in so much. And right now, I have a dear friend of mine on the line. You may remember him from co-hosting with me on the show Manners and More with Melina. But he's a dear friend and a great, great person, a fantastic actor. He has so much going on. And I'm not sure if you guys can tell it right now, but my voice is doing some different things because, unfortunately, I've caught a little cold. So my dear friend John Downey has said, yes, I will help you, Melina. And he has agreed to come on and share with us what's going on around in his world. Hey, John, are you there?
How are you? You actually sound great. When you called me, I was like, you sounded worse than I did yesterday when I was laid up in bed all day long.
Oh,
Lord,
wow.
When we push ourselves that far.
I know. Well, I mean, thank you for that compliment. I sound great. That's because I took a big, giant swig of hot tea right before I started, and now it's about to come to an end. So I apologize in advance for my coughing. I apologize. So thanks for being here, John.
Of course. I always love hanging with Melina. Always.
So what do you think about? Did you see anything? Have you noticed anything trending as far as London Fashion Week or anything about red that you want to share?
Well, no. It was so interesting because you were talking about the foot fetish thing. And, you know, I did this show 5 years ago, and the character I played had a big thing into feet, and I didn't know it was all that big of a deal. I know that women today, you know, that it's not just the nails, that the whole package involves making sure that the toes are done right. And it's not just the toes, but now they have the multicolors. It's like one finger is one color and one is the next color. So you're seeing things mixed up a little bit, you know, these days. So I was going, interesting. I might learn something today. So,
yeah,
I mean, the last person I learned from was a drag queen. So, you know, that's where I get my makeup tips from. When you do stage makeup, it's from the drag queen. So, you know.
Well, please, now you know you got to tell everybody. They want to know what is going on with John right now. What's he talking about learning this? And I know what's going on, and it was absolutely fantastic. But please tell everyone about the Golden Light Girls.
Well, for people who don't know, 5 years ago I ended up in a hit show based on an iconic television show, and I became the original Blanche, Rue McClanahan, on stage, and I did a show at a theater last fall where they had me play Joan Crawford, and I'm not a drag performer, as they say in the script that I wrote for the show. You know, we're drag actors, and you know, we do a little cross-dressing in our show in the sense that we morph into our favorite golden girl. The girls play guys, the guys play girls, and we just have a lot of fun. And it's been an interesting, you know, ride doing it. And of course, you know, that's why, you know, your fashion sense teaches, you know, my girlfriends always say to me, you've got to teach me how to do the eyes. And I'm like, well, I learned from somebody who was a drag queen for a stage show. So, we're playing out at the San Pedro Theater Club. We, are now playing to packed, sold out audiences, which is amazing. The word on the street is phenomenal. We get 12,000 hits a day on Facebook. So it's become exactly what I wanted it to be. We actually just added a new woman to the show. Katie Reese, who works over at ABC, has joined us, and she's filling in for Rose when Rose can't be there. So, and we're looking to move the show after we finish up our limited run at the San Pedro Theater Club on Sunday. We play Thursdays through Sundays, and there are always discount tickets on Gold Star and Place 411, and we have our own reservation number, and, you know, we're just so jazzed about it. But we're hoping that the Celebration Theater will actually pick us up and move us out to Atwater Village when the show is done, so that it has a life beyond the life. But it was funny, I was telling a friend of mine, it was 5 years ago in Miami when I closed the show at the Colony Theater. So it's, you know, it's kind of been going on for a while, you know.
Wow.
So, which is great, you know. So
Congratulations. It is such a great show. I mean, you feel so comfortable going into it just because you already know. You know Rose, you know Blanche, you know what's going on. And I love how Yeah, that wonderful song. Thank you for being up. I'm still
singing. I know, and we use the original Andrew Gold lyrics. You know, a lot of people, you know, the condensed version of the theme song, but, you know, it breaks up into, you know, I'm not ashamed to say I always hoped it would be this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? So, you know, we give everybody tribute. I started using in our marketing recently for those people who are fans of Soap, which is another Susan Harris show that I love. We started doing little taglines. Will Blanche fall for Harry? Will Coco Chanel become Benson? Will Katie remember her lines? You'll find out this week on this episode of The Golden Light Girl. So we've vented into even another show. And as you know, we've crossed the roles. We have an African-American woman playing Rose. We have an African-American woman playing Coco Chanel, which I discovered through my research that Coco, the gay cook who only was in the first pilot episode, was actually Coco Chanel. So now it's Coco Benson Chanel. So we've gone that, and she plays Rose's date, Dr. Janiqua Newman. Or is it Dr. Janene Newman? Or is it Dr. Jaquanda Newman? We can never figure out what her name is. We always get it confused. So we just have fun. It's like the real live Golden Girls on stage in San Pedro. So.
It is so much fun. I laughed and laughed and laughed so much.
And it really helps having a great audience. I knew that when, because we did a benefit, and I would have done more of these had I known how successful they would have been, for Della Reese's Church, and I heard you all come in. I was sitting in the dressing room. I heard everybody so happy out in the lobby, and I kept hearing this person, and I didn't know who it was. And then after the show, I found out it was Melina. And it always makes me happy when somebody I know comes to the show and they become a participant in the audience where their hilarity and their enjoyment of what we do, you know, makes the show even bigger and better. I learned that at a Book of Mormon when a friend of mine laughed after the laugh and then all the audience laughed, which is my big gossip because guess what I did yesterday, Melina?
What did you do?
I went in for the lead in Book of Mormon. Yeah, so it's, you know, there's always something going on, you know.
Congratulations. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed and prayers up and know that it is going to work out the way it's supposed to with all good things happening for you.
It always does, and that's a nice thing, and we get to take everybody on the journey with us. You know, last year you were at my event at Raleigh Studios, which happened on June 6th, and I'm happy to announce it's official. We are going back to Raleigh Studios on June 5th of this year to, you know, do the, you know, part two of, you know, To Clear or Not To Clear, sponsored by Shutterstock. So we're thrilled about that upcoming event, which is really, really exciting. And Shutterstock is taking me to NAB in Vegas in April. So there's so many fun things going on the plate right now, you know.
That is so fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, keep it up. It is so good when good people have good things happening to them. It is just, it's inspiring, it's uplifting, it's encouraging for everyone because, you know, things happen in life. Things are better and sometimes things are not so good. But
I heard a pimple happen this week, right?
Keep on going.
Weren't we supposed to talk about pimples too?
Well, right now we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come right on back and chat about that and a little bit more with, also, we have the fabulous Jen Gossin.
Yay! I'm so glad.
So, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to cough, and we're going to pay a little few bills, and we'll be right back with Beauty Pop.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this Fountain of Youth in a Bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kidstown Live Radio Show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Fridays, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kidstown Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easyzuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
And we're back. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and you're listening to Beauty Pop on the Easy Way Broadcasting. And Easy Way made it very simple for everyone listening out there to click on either Easy Link on your computer, iPad, or even cell phone. Thank you so much for listening to Beauty Pop. And with me today is a fabulous actor and dear friend, John Downey. Hey, John, thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it.
And now I'd like to introduce the amazing Jen Gotsin. Now, Jen is one of the most acclaimed inspirational actresses of the last decade. She has an impressive array of mainstream projects, including Ron Howard's Frost Nixon, in which she played Trisha Nixon, Hulk, 500 Days of Summer, among others. Now, Ms. Gotsin has won several awards, including Best Actress for the film God's Country, as well as for her leading role alongside John Schneider in Doombie. Now her project, and we all remember John Schneider from The Dukes of Hazzard. Yes, we do. Now her project, Alone Yet Not Alone, received widespread worldwide attention in January and February of 2014. She has 15 projects slated for 2014 and 2015, including Forgiven, supporting Kevin Sorbo as the lead. Forgiven is the first action faith-based film of its kind. Now Ms. Gotsin is an active philanthropist. She regularly donates her time and resources to others. She's developed a mentor outreach program called Inspiring Audiences, where she shares her journey with high school students, teaching them to overcome life's obstacles, follow their heart's desire, and to live their dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the fabulous Jen Gotsin.
Hello, this is awesome pants, Melina. How are you doing?
I'm making it today.
I'm loving your show, Beauty Pop. This is great. Man, all the different tips on red toenails and red lipstick with the gold gloss in the center. Come on. That is some good stuff.
Well, thank you. We try to hit all the, whether it's fashion and beauty, and as John said, we're going to be talking a little bit about blemishes a little bit later, and if we have any secret fixes, because we always try to tackle like a common challenge and try to overcome that common challenge. Like a couple weeks ago, we talked about facials, how important it is to do facials, and how you can do, you know, sometimes you may not have $100 to get a facial, when you can just, you know, go get some oatmeal and honey and mix it up, and there's your own facial. So
right.
And today I can tell you from personal experience what not to do with a doggone blemish, and although there are three types of blemishes. So anyway, that's a little bit later. First, my dear, we're going to talk about you and all of your exciting stuff, and that you're such a beautiful person on the outside and on the inside. Just share with everyone about you.
Oh, you're too cute. Well, Melina, I just I love the fact that our friendship started with David Maris and all of his beautiful events supporting the various charities, and so it's exciting to see right now with you and your new show. And John, it's been nice to hear and learn a little bit about you too. With me, it's been a crazy season, a little bit crazy. It's been Alone Yet Not Alone was, I don't know if you guys heard about it, it was nominated for Best Song for the Oscars.
Oh, wow.
And I know, yay! But 2 weeks later, the Academy actually rescinded the Oscar nomination. And so it's been a very new journey for me watching how this whole thing has unraveled. And people all across the world now have actually heard the song Alone Yet Not Alone that people never would have heard of prior because of all the controversy. And this song has an anointing on it. It's almost as if God is coming down and kissing you in your soul. I don't know how to describe it except as if life gets rough and you just feel alone and just everything is around you just falling down. This song is a song that brings hope and comfort because it's talking about even though you feel alone, you're never alone because God is always with you. And you have the choice to pick your head up and think of things that are good and uplifting, and God will never leave you or forsake you. And so I'm so excited and honored to play a role, a historical character in this powerful film and this beautiful song that Johnny Erickson Tata sang, which was nominated and now revoked. But it's been a kick. But Milena, all the other things that are happening, there's been Dune, John Schneider and my movie. It releases internationally this week. And Dragon Day, which is about China taking over America because of our debt being so high, that released this week as well internationally. And so it's been a kick in the pants for the first time in my journey to have films with a redemptive worldview storyline go out across the country and the world to be able to really make a difference in people's lives. So it's been beautiful. It's been really good.
Well, that is wonderful, Jen. That is congratulations. And I'm so sorry to hear about, you know, I listened to the song and it's absolutely beautiful. It is so inspiring. It is beautiful. And it's terrible that it was rescinded. But so many more people, like you said, have now been able to experience that song. I mean, I don't know, I can only speak from personal knowledge and a few people that I speak with, but a lot of times for songs that are nominated for Oscars, aside from the Prince and the Revolution soundtrack, but we're that's a whole other thing. But most of the time, music isn't really something that people really, you know, everyone's more excited about the lead actor, supporting actor, lead actor, supporting actress, best movie. But as far as best song, that doesn't really get a lot of publicity. So the fact that now this is able to reach, and it's such a powerful song, it's able to reach so many more people, it really is a blessing. So, and congratulations.
It really is. And if anybody wants to hear it, you could basically just go to Amazon or iTunes. It's been over like a million plus hits. It's Alone Yet Not Alone, and that's the name of the movie. It's the name of the song, and the movie releases nationwide in theaters everywhere on Father's Day, but they had a limited release to be qualified for the Oscars, kind of like Frost Nixon did. Frost Nixon released early for limited in December to be qualified for the Oscars, and so it's been really special to see and hear how the song's been touching lives. It actually saved my life, and it has a special meaning in my depths of my heart. But yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful, Jen. Wow. I don't want to. This is live radio, and it's completely up to you if you'd like to share that very personal moment. That how the song you can if you don't feel comfortable, that's fine as well.
I would love to. it's interesting. In 2012, I lost some very dear friends of mine to death. One of my closest friends, he was a father figure in my life. He died of a brain aneurysm going to the producer of God's Country, which is one of my favorite movies that my husband directed. He had passed away in a killing in Hollywood, and Scotty died going to his funeral, and then my husband almost died of meningitis the day after Scotty's funeral, and it was a bumper of lots of loss, and I just felt hopeless. And like, what is the purpose of life if we're going to die anyways? And I was just in such a dark place. And in the midst of being in this place of isolation and just feeling lost and hopeless, I'm a churchgoer, but I couldn't pray. I couldn't read the Bible. I couldn't go to church. Friends wanted to call and talk to me, and I just didn't want any of it. I just isolated myself. And in that dark hour, the only thing that I heard that brought me comfort was this song, that you're alone, yet not alone, that you're in this wilderness, but you're not, because I'll never leave you. And the song was not published. It didn't come out yet. But I had this personal experience with the song because when I was in the movie shooting, I played a historical character, Lydia, who sacrifices herself to save these children captive. The movie takes place in the 1700s during the French and Indian War. And my character willingly sacrifices herself knowing that she's going to be put to death. And in the movie, as I'm preparing to walk and be burnt at the stake, I'm singing the song Alone Yet Not Alone. And in the historical documents that have been, they've done all the research about Lydia, it showed that she had this peace that surpassed understanding that came upon her in the midst of the flames and in the midst of her being killed. And in that moment, she reached out and praised God that she was going to be with God in heaven that day. And all these children looked around her crying, and she reached out to them tied to this tree in the midst of these flames, saying, don't cry for me. I'm going to be in paradise today with the Lord. And please know God will never leave you or forsake you. And that was all documented truth. And as an actor, as you know, Melina, and you, John, know as well that when you enter into your imagination and you have a really personal moment on screen, that really translates into your muscle memory that will, you know, bring itself up later on. And so when I was in this dark place personally in my own life, that song came to me, and it reminded me of that time, and it brought me peace. And it really was the main thing that got me up out of that hurdle, along with my family and my friends and my husband, who then, you know, came through. But this song, that's why I just love it so much that it was nominated for an Oscar, even though it was revoked. Because I think people who right now are experiencing death or who've lost people, who are in, you know, a darker time, which life is dirty, life can be ugly, life can also be amazing, but that's what I get so excited about, the song, that people may be able to hear it and it can bring them hope and comfort in their soul like it did to me.
And your character sings it, you sing it in the movie?
I do. Now, in the movie, let me preface that in the most accurate manner. My character sings it as she's walking to go to the stake. It's not in your face, she's singing and we're covering it from a musical perspective. It's more under her breath and in her presence as she's moving forward.
Okay.
The reason why I want to distinguish that, at the end of the movie, there's a powerful climactic scene where a character, the character Mama Leininger, she sings this song as it's like a musical performance song singing. And so there's two differentiations that I don't never want to be confused with. But it was actually funny because I'm not a singer. I'm such a bad singer that it was horrible. My dear friend Ken Wales, who is the producer of the movie, and George Escobar was the director that day when we were shooting, they gave me the sheet music because it wasn't really recorded yet. And I'm like trying to read and trying to sing the sheet music, and I was so mad that Ken was like, well, hold on one second. Hold on. And he went to his room, and I think he got a CD, and he brought a CD in, and he played the way that Bruce brought and wrote the music and Dennis Spiegel's lyrics and a friend of theirs that sang, just so I would be able to hear the melody accurately. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I'm so bad. I couldn't read sheet music to save my life. And they were so kind to let me know that that was not an area I excelled in a very generous way. It was funny to me.
That's a very tactful way to not an old way to excel in. That's so cute. Well, guys, I'm absolutely traumatized because it's the end of the show almost. And life is crazy. We didn't really get to. So what I'm going to do is, if you don't mind, and I'm sure that our listeners would not mind at all, at least for the first part of the show, come on back next week. Let's continue our conversation, really get into some more sharing about our personal experiences and sharing especially about beauty. So if that's okay with you, John, and that's okay with you, Jen.
I think it would be a blast.
That sounds great.
We can do a part two.
And if anybody wants a free movie, have them go to my Facebook page, Jen Gosson, and Facebook message me, and I'll give them a free movie of some of the films that have come out.
Cool.
Oh, okay. So say that one more time. One more time, Jen.
Yeah. So if you like redemptive or inspirational movies, Facebook me. My name is Jen, two N's in Jen, J-E-N-N. Last name is Gosson, G-O-T-Z-O-N. And shoot me a Facebook message, and I'll get you a free complimentary gift from me to you of one of these fabulous inspirational films that I've just released.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. You are such a sweetheart. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful on the outside. You're beautiful on the inside, and just the work that you do is absolutely, I can't thank you enough. And so thank you so much. So we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week. And don't forget, everyone, to please, if you're into video games, tune in to Good Game Guys at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on EBU Broadcasting. And also, if you'd like to give us some music, we'd be glad to try to play it. We'd be glad to play it on the station, not try, because if we say we're going to do something, it gets done the easy way. So thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm going to leave you with a couple of quick tips. Sofia Vergara's rules for how to be a bombshell. Number 5, be silly, not serious, it's sexier. Number 6, a push-up bra never hurts. Number 7, and this can happen when you're especially sick, find that husky voice and keep it just above a whisper. Jen, we know about that being sick right now.
Yes.
Number 8, for Sofia, she says load on the bombshell volume, mascara, and flutter those lashes. Or I say, just go get them done somewhere at the mall or lash technician. But flutter, 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 like the butterflies, those lashes. So that's going to be our show for today. I'll see you guys part 2 next week. Thank you so much, John Downey, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jen Gosson, today. And thank you
all.
Love you all. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week on Beauty Pop. Don't forget to keep checking out Easy Way Broadcasting. Take care.